I'm joined by Michael Deere. He is the Executive Director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. He is joining me. We talk about things that are coming up in the month ahead. It begins the busiest stretch of days, and May is probably about as busy as you're going to find, because it sort of leads directly into summer. The busy season is here. You've got 34 raceways is running. Okay. You got events going on at the Capitol Theater. Yes. Some great ones coming up this month.
Harbor's opening.
You got Hucks Harbor opening up again, and then
May 28th.
Yeah. Weather permitting.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And you got a Memorial Day weekend. Kiwanis is having their pancake breakfast. You got 2 days of bike racing. We haven't had any bike racing since 2019.
Yes.
So we're coming out of basically the busy time. Oh, and don't forget Farmer's Market.
I was waiting for you to not say something so I can get that in. Farmer's Market.
It starts a week from today.
Yes.
Exciting.
Great times.
May 5th, anyway. And there's stuff going on throughout the month at the Art Center of Burlington. They've got their gallery lounge. They've got their art hops. They've got a zillion things. Elizabeth Pappas in charge of that. Tammy McCoy in charge of the Capitol Theater. And they are doing a major renovation at that place. They're going to be having all kinds of things happening. And some of those renovations are going to be, a lot of them are going to be opening up this coming month. So be ready.
Exciting.
Be ready and have fun. Let's see. What else? Some big things that are coming up. Let's go just in the next week or so. Southeast Iowa Job Fair is happening on the 5th. That is going on out of Westland Mall at the Iowa Works event. And, the pandemic certainly did change a lot of people's, what they do or what they don't do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people changing jobs and doing different things now. So,
yep.
And let's see, Great River Christian School has their biggest fundraiser of the year. It's their Hog Roast Drive-Thru and online auction. That's happening on Friday the 6th. The annual plant sale for the Des Moines County Master Gardeners is happening on Saturday the 7th. And Battle of the Brushes, another one from the Art Center, that is also going on there.
Yes.
Let's see. We've got spring queening from Wake and Bake Breakfast Company. It's a frenzied drag bunch. There you go. Okay, there's one. You've got the Women of Rock. Women of Rock on the 14th. That is a Saturday.
Yes.
It's the Capitol Theater. Rock legend Stevie Nicks, Blondie, Janis Joplin, and Wilson of Heart, Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, more in a tribute performance. You know, these tribute performances have become huge, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
Which is awesome, though. You know, that keeps that energy alive.
All right, let's see what else we've got. Okay, we mentioned some of the stuff going on. Stumptown's at the Wake and Bake Breakfast Company on the 20th of May. That is a Friday. 34 Raceway has the CRST 50 on May 21st. The Edwards Twins, they are the number one impersonators in Las Vegas. Their state-of-the-art makeup, they become legendary superstars, including Sonny and Cher, Dolly Parton, Lady Gaga, Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand, and many more. That you got to see.
Yeah, for sure.
The Edwards Twins, it's Anthony and Eddie Edwards. So obviously they can do a lot of things. Moon and Stars stage on the 24th is, that's across from the Washington, downtown Burlington. It's going to be featuring Keon Harold. You know, there's entertainment there virtually every weekend. You know, the number of places that have live entertainment downtown, there's something every weekend, you know.
Yes.
You don't have to wonder, okay, what should I do? Well, there's something going on every weekend, and especially once we hit May. And let's see, what else is going on? The Cerny brothers are at the Capitol Theater. Scott and Robert Cerny, High Energy Americana. That's happening there. Mm-hmm. They're called the Americana Artists You Need to Know. And, again, the bike races, we mentioned those. They are not in the bike races in the past. Michael, used to be, there was a road race that was like a 100-mile road race. We'd go up to Grandview and turn around.
Nice.
And the only thing that people could see was the last half mile from the bridge underpass.
Oh, wow.
We would have reports that we'd be doing reports because we had a car up there and we'd be getting live updates from that. But this time they're doing it different. They're starting, in fact, it's right here where we are. Almost exactly where you're sitting. That's where this is the starting point for the races. Our parking lot entry, right, which is right to my right, is the actual starting. That'll be where all of the start finish line
That's
is.
That's awesome.
And they will be going. They'll be actually going up to North Hill. They're going to be doing a North Hill. They will not be on Jefferson Street for that.
Sure.
So basically, it's a criterium. They'll be doing two. A smaller version of the criterium, sort of a mini criterium Friday from about 4 till should wrap up about 8:30 or so. Then Saturday, all day long from 8 o'clock in the morning until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, there will be, they'll be racing from with some of the top racers from all over the entire country and some from all over the world.
They get to see how cool this Greater Burlington area is.
Have you ever seen the criterium? It is something. It's a great secret for a lot of people, but it is a great event.
Again, I use that energy word. It brings great energy to the community too.
Memorial Day weekend. As I said, we have lots of things going on. Lots of things can go on. All of them are indeed. Yeah. The pools open basically, and that sort of thing. It all depends on. And Hux Harbor, you mentioned that getting underway as well, but. Something else is happening on June 1st as we look ahead to that opening night for the Burlington Bees in the Prospect League.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's cool.
The people that come and say, what's there to do in this town? There's a lot of things to do. How about you? Are you doing trade shows? Are you going to be appearing?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting ready to head to Texas on Sunday. So I'll be at a sports ETA symposium. And that's exciting, you know.
I almost forgot the Recplex has got tournaments going on.
It's all kinds of stuff going on
summer long.
It's crazy around here.
I don't care if it can be soccer, it can be baseball, it can be softball.
Yep.
I don't know what other sports they might do, but I'm sure. I think that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. But you look it out that way, and then you even mention 34 Raceway earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, jump on their website. I mean,
yeah.
I know they've had some issues with. Some delays to getting going here, but they're about to get going here. So
weather is everything, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, absolutely.
Well, let's hope for good weather and a good summer and a start. This is sort of the kickoff to sort of the preliminary. This is the appetizer to summer,
man.
Right?
Yes, this is not flyover country anymore. That's
no.
a fact.
Stop on in, check it out. All kinds of things going on through and band concerts in the park all summer long as well.
Come on, Steve.
You can't.
Get outside, people. It's time.
Get outside, have fun. That's the number one rule. And again,
that's right.
Everything we've been reading, they can go to it's just greaterburlington.com.
That's it, greaterburlington.com.
Click on events and everything I'm looking at is right there.
Yep. And if you need assistance, give us a call. We'll help you that way.
And frankly, people can post their own event, can't they? By putting it on there too, right?
Yep. There's a way to post. Very user friendly. And again, we got a great team. So if anybody needs anything, has any questions, I mean, everybody's willing to help. So just give us a holler.
Well, check it out. Everything we're talking about is also going to be posted online on all of our websites as well. So
awesome.
whatever you'd like to do, there's something that you can do.
And Steve, one last thing, sir, with Viking coming, just putting it out there.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, putting that out there. We actually do, the CVB could use some help right now in terms of seasonal help. If anyone has a heart and want to work, you know, just kind of a few hours here and there, we could really use your help. This is awesome for us and our community. So just please give us
a
holler.
Any idea how many cruises are coming down or you'll have?
And are we talking total?
I'm talking total.
Man, you have quite a bit of activity, and it's a fluid situation, you know, too. So, but expect over 20 of them.
Wow. Yeah, Viking cruises, chance to show off the community and show off basically and be the ambassador to the community, right?
Yes, for sure.
Right. Michael Deer have a great month of May, and
you too, sir.
June is even bigger because it's the Snake Alley Art Fair. They've got concerts, the Friday Fest concerts, and a summer concert series at the downtown, and you name it. Well, let's talk about that
yeah.
later. But check it out.
Exciting times.
GreaterBurlington.com.